The partners of the Lifeboat Ministry welcome you to today's Faithline program. Each week, this ministry takes the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who are suffering in the world, reaching out with personal contact, touching lives with love and hope, and sharing God's eternal plan of salvation with the lost. If you need prayer, call us here on the Faithline. We believe God still answers prayer. And we believe God still delivers. And Pastor T. Lewis Jacob is waiting to pray with you right now. If you received a blessing from God this week, Pastor Jacob wants to share praise with you.
To reach the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. And pass me a sparkler. I need a sparkler. Happy 4th of July. Should I say, happy barbecue? You know, everybody purchased their ribs and chicken and steaks and hamburgers and hot dogs and all that to celebrate the 4th of July. What would I give? You know, just to have the money spent on hot dogs this weekend to help the poor. You are listening to the Faithline program, and we're an outreach of the Lifeboat Ministry. Did you know that this year, I'll probably talk about it more as time goes on, but this year marks 17 years on the air, next month. Can you imagine that? And where we are, we're two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. When we first moved in here, nobody wanted this little place because it was a cave. They said, who on earth would want to broadcast from a cavern? And I said, well, I would. I would like to. And then we met Floyd down the hall, and then we met Ralph, and we met the whole Faithline Love Grotto gang, we call them. Mother Twilla came home this week. She and Victoria could stand no more of that love bus. They're back with us. Well, yes, I am. Victoria's down getting some biscuits, but I just couldn't ride on those seats anymore, Commander. Well, I'm glad to have you back. This tea that you made me is superb. You know, while you were gone, I had to resort to tea bags. Now, that is terrible. You know, to have to use tea bags is terrible. But here we are, two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. I'll talk about it and how my desk is a big aquarium, and we have a frog pond down here, and we have a lot of things. It's a wonderful place to be. The ambient temperature here is 68 degrees Fahrenheit, night and day, 365 days a year. It's a comfortable place to be. Now, how to reach us? Oh, there's so many ways anymore. 1-800-845-2162. We'll get you to Sister Tina, who's sitting there at the phones waiting and shaking her head, saying, when are they going to call? Oh, did I tell you? Now, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Hezekiah Bolton is back with us tonight. But he brings a message that he won't be here in a couple of weeks because he's got to go somewhere all the time. He's a young man on the move. He's a young man on the move. But he's our board operator tonight. Sister Tina is answering the phones. Sister Renee is... where is she? She's off and about somewhere making sure that we're streaming on the web. And you can listen to us at lifeboat.org, lifeboat.org. We're streaming right now. Man, I had to look and see if Timothy was able to find us. He wanted to hear the first hour. There he is on my phone. I'll give you that phone number in just a minute. But let's look and see what he says. He says, I'm working on it. Oh, he says, ain't working. And, well, I'll find out. It sure is. What? Your machine isn't working. I'm going to type is to and send it to him. Let's see what he does with that. People get confused. So, but how, that's one way to reach us, 1-800-845-2162. You can text me night or day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and I will answer you each time. And that number is 503-539-3012. 503-539-3012. Love to hear from you. If you need prayer, let me know. Hi, Scott. He's texting me. Pastor Larry out there in Sandy has sent me a text. Marcella from up in Hood River says, have a blessed show. I love you. Well, we love you right back. Pastor Danny, or Mr. Danny, he's Brother Danny, I'll get it right. He says, Pastor Jacob, can you please mention me and Brenda's name on your program? Well, we just did it, Danny. There's Cody. He and his family, he said he's sad tonight. He's up in Colorado, and he doesn't have a computer or a phone that'll pick us up, so he's a little sad about that. Big Wave Dave is out there listening. Did you get that number now? You can text me like these people have at 503-539-3012. If you send me email, it'll come right to this beautiful little phone. And the email address is jacob@lifeboat.org. jacob@lifeboat.org. We're on Twitter. Renee is working her little heart out, getting us a broadcast station on lifeboat.org. And I intend to really exercise that when she's got it up. Of course, we'll play old shows on there. Of course we will. But when the mood strikes me, I will flip the button and start talking on there. And if I know me, that'll be a great amount of the night that I'll be on there every night. So did you get the number to call us? 1-800-845-2162. Well, give them the question and all of that. I will, Mother. I'll do it right now. Every week, in order to encourage you to call and to listen, we give away free gifts. Of course, you have to answer a question. And if you've been listening, the question is very, very easy to answer. What is the top speed of the old love bus? What is the top speed of the old love bus? Are we streaming, Renee? Yeah, we're streaming. Timothy says we're not. I told him it is too. We'll see what he says. And he says you can't get it in the web. Oh, yes, you can. Let me just type that. And let me just say, yes. You can. There it goes again now. He's having some trouble. He's one of my biggest listeners. He listens all the time. Do you get the question now? Just call 1-800-845-2162 if you can answer it. What is the top speed of the old love bus? If you've been listening, you know. Then to help us stay on the air, and oh, I need your help pretty bad. You know, this month wasn't too good at all, and I was serious. If I could have, just have the money that's being spent this weekend on hot dogs, just that one thing. Not the buns, you know, not all the rest of the stuff. How about charcoal? My goodness. Then I could stay on the air, and I could do all the things we're doing. We're trying to help them. A little school of Pima Indians over there in Arizona. I won't tell you all the rest of it. We don't stand on the street corner and wave our arms and tell everybody what we're doing. But we'll tell you if you get in connection with us. So for a $55 tax-deductible donation tonight, let's call 1-800-845-2162. Take a moment out of your busy day and do that. And I will send you the main thing, which I think is the most important sermon that you can ever hear. I'll send you, just for fun, The Pretty Little Girl with the Permanent Wave. That's a good story. You'll like it. I'll also send you 5 bedtime stories. And I'll send you a pocket heart. A little heart to carry in your pocket to remind you that God loves you, and so do I. All right? That number again, 1-800-845-2162. Have I left anything out? I don't think so. I think we got the first 15 minutes just kind of wrapped up, got it all done. So I'll talk to Timothy, see if I can't get him listening in. Let's just play a piece of music. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to heaven. And I'll be so sad if you don't come with me.
I won't turn back. I'm on my way.
I won't turn back.
I'm on my way. I won't turn back. I'm on my way.
Praise God.
I'm on my way.
God has designed us with a void inside of ourselves, a space that can only be filled with love. That's because God is love, you see. And some of you, well, many of us, look for love and cannot find it. We give love away, but it's not returned. We lie awake at night and wonder, where is the love that I seek? We know that something is missing. Something is not right within ourselves. What you need, dear one, is the love of God and the love of a loving mate. I have a CD called Love, just simply Love. And if you will get it, it will give you a roadmap on how to find that love that you so anxiously seek. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. It's only $9.95 plus $1.50 donation to help us with the postage, of course. And we'll send it to you by return mail. Just ask for love. You will not be sorry when you do.
This is Brother Jacob, and I want to ask you to go over there to that phone right now. Call 1-800-845-2162 and make a donation to help keep us on the air. If the Faith Line is nourishment to your soul, do it right now. 1-800-845-2162. 100% of your donation is used for God's work. No one here draws a salary. This is a labor of love. Won't you join us? Become part of the Faithline family. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. God will add it all up to make the correct amount. That phone number one more time, 1-800-845-2162. Do it right now before you forget.
The address of the Faithline is the Faithline, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Go over there to that phone and give me a call, 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. If you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081.
be sure and put a 503 in front of that, 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you because they have helped me. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to your Light in the Night, the Faith Line program.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy, if you please. Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, he will, Brother Jacob.
Lord have mercy, if you please.
I'm down here begging on my skinny knees. Now that's the truth. We're down here just, we're praying our hearts out that you're going to become a prayer warrior with us. Let me renew or tell you once more how to reach us here. Down here in the Love Grotto. Mother's here with me, and, well, Victoria's coming. But let's get the gang on here. Shall we get the gang on here? I don't know where they are up and running, but let's... Love Bus. This is Love Grotto, over.
Well, it's about time. Yeah, we're down here in Grants Pass, and we're resting up. You'll hear all about it, because at 1:45 I'll send you a hookup that will do the whole thing.
Well, but you're all well.
Well, yeah, we are. Did Mother Twilla make it back okay with Victoria?
Oh, my goodness, I got back in 4.5 hours. It took us about 9 days to get down there on that Love Bus, but I got home in 4.5 hours.
Well, that old Love Bus, you know, it's a classic, is what it is. It doesn't go too fast.
I'm asking them tonight how fast it goes, then if they call and can give us that speed, we'll give them a free gift.
Well, that's an easy one. I could tell them.
Don't tell them, Floyd. Don't ruin the gift now. I just got to... I can't tell him on the air. That young man is having a hard time getting us hooked up. He needs a new Adobe player now, and I don't, you know, I can't tell him on the air to just tell him to upgrade it. And they do it. It's all free. It says here in my Bibles, in Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes in my life, I think when I wake up in the morning, come on now, be honest. When I wake up in the morning, Renee will say, are you all right? You know, that's the way I am in the morning, see. Until I've had my cup of coffee. And stared at the wall for about a half an hour. And I said, oh, Lord, oh, Father, I don't want to get up today. I know you've done that. And then I think of all that the Lord has done for me. I think of what the Lord did on the cross for me. And I get up and sit at the table and have my coffee and stare at the wall. And then I go and hop in the shower, get out, and I look in that big old mirror there in the bathroom. You know, I don't know why we put those in. Have you ever figured out why we put those great big old mirrors in the bathroom like that? Well, I'm glad you found it, Timothy. Because you look in there, and I turn sideways, you know, and I'll say,
Well, that's not bad. I'm not too bad. I've got mirrors wherever I go where I work. And I found that there's an old man that follows me. That's not me. And I'm not that old. I don't think I'm that old. I don't feel that old. But next month is my birthday. I'll talk about that, too. Then what kind of things that does to me. But first, yeah, Timothy, you're listening now, Timothy? Listen. Ho, ho, ho! That's just to remind you out there that there's only 174 sleeps until Christmas. Now, I know when we started this, remember when we started this? And there was 364 sleeps until Christmas, and everybody said, well, he's crazy to do that. Listen, are you doing your shopping yet? Go over there to lifeboat.org and look at some of those wonderments. You know, I've got special inside data. That Lovekin has a new wonderment. It's green, and it's got red beads on it forming crosses. And oh, if she'll give me permission, we'll get that up on the web. I'm not presumptuous, but...
Well, you certainly are. You've mentioned it to thousands upon thousands of people.
Well, yeah, but it's so beautiful. You know, all of them are. I like the purple one. If I was like some of you guys and had all the money in the Bank of America, I'd buy enough to decorate a whole tree. We'd probably make you a special deal on that. And remember, every cent is tax deductible. Every cent goes to God's work because we don't pay anybody any salaries. And I think that green one, she said, took her 2 hours to make. And then she just gets motivated. She'll be making more and more different kinds. And gets upset because she can't get good pictures of them. We'll get good pictures of them if we have to get on here and whine and get somebody to do it for us. Oh, my goodness. And right out here in the parking lot, or not out here, but upstairs and out on the parking lot, street level, they were shooting off those Roman candles. Did you see that, Hezekiah? You missed that? I like to watch the kids do that so that I can practice my because you're supposed to do that. And all the ooh and oh in me is gone for those anymore. All right, we'll play another piece of music here. And I like this one. I like this one. This is me and that old Merle Haggard. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other things. I might talk to you about what fireworks were like years and years ago. They were kind of a wonderful thing back then. Well, dear ones, I'm going to try this. But, to be honest with you, it's so real to me that I break sometimes. So just forgive me. Sing it with me, Merle.
Why me, Lord?
What have I ever done
to deserve even one of the pleasures I found?
Tell me, Lord,
what did I ever do
to be worthy
of you
and the kindness you've shown?
Oh, God,
are listening to the Faithline program, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish, right here in the Love Grotto. And I'll be with you until 3 a.m.
I know what I am. Now that I know that I needed you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hands.
Oh, God.
Try me, Lord.
Try me, Lord.
If you think
there's a way I can ever repay
all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord.
Maybe.
I can
show someone else
what I've been through myself
on my way back to you. Oh, Jesus.
Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus.
I know what I am.
I am.
Now that I know that I've waited you, so help me, Jesus. My soul's in your hand. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
My soul's in your hand.
Power means the ability to be, do, or have whatever you want, as long as it is within God's will. Are you lacking power in your life? Then, if you are, you need my new CD, Holy Ghost Power. Send for it today. Just call 1-800-845-2162 and tell whoever answers the phone, I want Holy Ghost Power in my life. The donation is $9.95 and $1.50 for postage, of course. That's Holy Ghost Power. Call today. 1-800-845-2162. In fact, do it right now. Get the Holy Ghost in His power working in your life.
This is Brother Jacob. And I need to ask you to help us pay the rent. Not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faithline is the Faithline Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Be sure to tune in the Faithline each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. Isn't it time that you were free? Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. Longtime member of the Faithline family, the Morse Clinic here in Portland, Oregon, wants to help you. If you have a chronic problem that has gone on for years and years and you've received no help, or you've been in a traffic accident and you want expert help, then contact the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 503-760-6081. Do it today. That's 503-760-6081. Make an appointment. Why suffer another day? Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. You've found the Faithline program, where we're filled with joy because we have Jesus. Won't you join us? Yeah.
Well, praise God. I wish we could have gone on with that. I was having fun. Floyd, you're doing great.
Well, I just love that song, that's all.
I'm going to have to get him closer to the microphone, I think. Did we get that young man, that Timothy squared away? You know, I think he's back there in the dark ages, but we've tried to help him.
Now, be nice to Timothy. He is a wonderful listener.
I know he is. I know he is, and he's down there in Southern California, where they are Faithline deprived until 1 a.m., and he's going to rectify that. He's going to tell everybody down there, you can get the Faithline on your phone. You can get the Faithline on your desktop. You can get it on your compact. Yeah, you can get it on your earrings if things go on. I want a tooth that way. That's what I've always wanted. And Sister Renee will tell you I've been talking about this since the 70s. I just wanted a tooth that was a radio, you know, and another tooth that was a phone, see? And then I could go like this. I go just like that. So click my teeth, and it would dial whoever I wanted. You know, hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully. I'm talking on my incisor.
Well, I'm talking on one of my back teeth.
Well, I don't have those anymore, dear.
Yeah, see, that's the way it'd be. But I've been talking about that for a long time. My slogan has always been one phone, one person, one number. That's it. Leave it alone. You know, just get that phone, get one number. Hezekiah, he shifts. He's young, you know. I'll say, is this Hezekiah? You know, who is this? He's changing. He's got a good droid now, though. He's all right now. Did I tell you only 174 sleeps until Christmas? I know I did. But did I tell you that if you will hang a Christmas ornament anywhere, but from the rearview mirror is best. And then when you pass somebody that's got one of those, you can honk your horn and wave and know that they won't shoot at you or anything. They're another Faithline listener, see? You know, that's a good person. I saw a little lady the other day. She was making it. That's what we call it. She was making it in the grocery outlet, and she had one hanging from her walker. Oh, that delighted me. You know, I gave her a pocket heart. Now, oh, that reminds me. Love can text me to correct me. I said it took her 2 hours to make the purple one. She said, I'm sorry, the green one. She said, no, it didn't. It took 3 hours. Well, how dare me. That's, when you see it, you'll see why it took so long. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. She didn't give me permission, though, to ship you a picture of it. Let's see if she's on there telling me that now. There's my Cody. He's Faithline deprived tonight, but he's staying in touch by text. He's in Colorado, and he usually listens, and he can't get us tonight. And there's Julie, and she wants us to pray for Brent. So, Julie, if you're listening, now there are going to be thousands of people out there praying for Brent. And Timothy says, wow, I'm listening on a phone. Yeah, see, you're in the 21st century now. And let's see, there's Loretta. Oh, God bless you. She wants all the brethren to be told hello. So hello to all the brethren. Marcella, she's out there. Dina is out there. There's Dave, Big Wave Dave. I'm going to, let's talk to him. He's listening on his phone. I know he is. Hey, Big Wave Dave, check out the perimeter. He's an ossifer, and he's out there in the middle of the night. He's got a hard one to do tonight, so we've got to keep him awake. We'll periodically ring a bell or something to keep him awake. He's going to do a double shift back to back. That's not good, because he has to be on his toes. There are bad vibes out there tonight. He's got to stay alert. All right, I think we're right up against it. We've had some kind of a glitch, of course. I'd typed something wrong. So that last piece of music was supposed to be listening to the wind, but it wasn't. That's my fault. I did something wrong. So I'm not even going to make a guess at what this one is. We'll just find out.
This is your Schaefer Award-winning roving reporter, Joe Rope, bringing you another in-depth, detailed, and possibly remote broadcast of the segment we call You Asked For It. Now tonight, the Love Grotto Gang and I are gathered here beneath the landmark statue in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Whoa, that's a big guy. Is there really a guy around here that looks like that, Joe? Is there really a guy that's that big?
No, Floyd. This is an 18-foot statue of a caveman.
Well, can Joe hear me, Commander? Can Joe hear me?
I don't know.
Well, yes, I can hear you, Mother Twilla.
Well, you boys be careful that statue doesn't fall on you.
Hey, there's no chance of that, Mother Twilla, no chance at all.
Well, if I was younger, I would climb up there on that statue and get right up there on his club and you could take my picture.
What is that statue all about, Joe? I've seen it. Is it there to advertise the Oregon caves or what?
No, unseen leader, in 1922, a group of local men discovered a local cave and started the Caveman Club. The club was patterned after the Elks Club, but mostly the members dressed in animal skins and marched in local parades.
Hey,
Then in 1971, their unseen leader, they put up this 18-foot fiberglass statue.
Well, I took a picture and sent it to you by email, brother. And, I mean, unseen leader, you can put it on the web.
Well, Sister Renee put it up on our website, lifeboat.org, so our listeners can have a look at it.
Well, yes, where is Brother Bernard?
Hey, he's back at the motel, Victoria. He was so tired he decided to take a nap before dinner.
Is Bernard okay?
Well, sure he is, unseen leader. Bernard is fine. Now, more about the statue. This afternoon, I met with the landmark caretaker, Daryl Farnsworth.
What did Daryl have to say, Joe?
Very interesting stuff. Just perfect for our in-depth interview here. He talked about the difficulty in keeping the statue clean.
Well, what does he use on the fiberglass, Joe? Maybe we could use it on the love bus to clean the bodywork so that we, you know, we don't have to worry about all that Bondo we put on there.
Well, he uses a city-owned cherry picker to get up on the top there. And prior to that, the statue was damaged by his ladder and had to be mended.
Hey, Daryl said he just uses soap and water and polishes it with good floor wax.
Well, he must have got that formula from Brother Cody, is all I can think.
Is that caveman club still active down there, Joe?
Not too active anymore, but the city is very proud of this landmark statue.
Well, I'd like to get, you know, a small replica of the statue for a dashboard of my love bus.
Oh, I had an idea.
What's that, Floyd?
Well, let's hang a Christmas ornament from the spike in his club.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Floyd, but don't fall while you're doing it.
Hey, I think that Daryl might help us do that.
Well, I'm going to buy you extra tacos for coming up with that idea, Floyd. That's a doozy.
Well, I brought several for the love bus just in case of breakage. I'll go get one.
Well, that'll be something. Can you imagine, Mother? The caveman statue in Grants Pass, Oregon, will be a Faithline Christmas ornament holder.
Well, Lovekin will be very, very proud.
Oh, Mother, I wouldn't put a wonderment out there in the elements.
Well, there it goes. There goes the timer. This is Joe Rope, your roving reporter, returning you now to our regular and scheduled programming. Be with us next time for another inspiring, in-depth, possibly remote, and revealing issue of You Asked For It.
Well, thank you, Joe.
All right, now, Ralph is going to sing this one for Kevin up there in the Index Community Church.
Listening to the wind, trying to hear the voice of a distant friend, wishing you and I were close again. Listening to the wind, listening to the breeze as it whispers through the poplar trees. Do you think of me way back then? Do you listen to the wind? Listening to the night. Wishing we could hold and squeeze each other tight. I can almost hear the stars so bright.
listening to the night.
Hey.
Listening to the sound of a highway through some distant town.
I can almost hear the pale moonlight.
Do you listen to the night?
Well, my goodness, you're just wonderful, Ralph.
Well, Ralph.
Yeah, you're a little low, though, Ralph, but I'll compensate over here at the board.
Listening to my mind.
Searching through my thoughts for a perfect line.
Using
tricks and telepathy at times.
Do you
listen to your mind?
Listening
to
the
breeze.
As it whispers
through the poplar trees,
wishing
when
you
and
I
were
close
again.
Just listen to
the wind.
Oh, I know they're going to love that. I just know it.
The America that we all used to know and love is changing, isn't it? The morals are changing, the mores are changing. We hardly recognize this country anymore. It's difficult for a Christian to survive. Well, I have your answer right here. A sermon called How to Survive the Changes in America. You can order yours right now. The price? Well, it's a donation of $6.95 plus postage. Call right now and order your copy of How to Survive the Changes in America. 1-800-845-2162. Learn how to get along with all of these changes and remain a Christian. This is Brother Jacob. And I need to ask you to help us pay the rent. Not the rent on any building. For we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. All right, get over there to that phone and give me a call. The number, 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. You can use that text 24 hours a day. Now let's return to the Love Grotto.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, we're ready.
around the faith line. Yeah, yeah, we're different. But you know why? Because all of us are a little different, aren't we?
Well, and because God loves the blues, man. He loves the blues.
Oh, he's so cool.
I haven't got long, I don't, but welcome back, and I'm glad to have you, and we're going to... Let's keep moving along here. Marilyn, down in Hayward, she got the pretty little girl with a permanent wave. And she just loves it. You know, it's... Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's so wonderful, you're going to like it. It's got jazz in the background. And then we've taken, I think it's the Three Bears, isn't it? Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And put it to jazz music. Change the whole thing around. Because it's not Goldilocks anymore. And there's no Three Bears. It's a pretty little girl with a permanent wave. And the three itinerant preachers. You're going to love it. And she does. She says she just really enjoys it. Ronald is going to church today. Doing well. And had surgery on Wednesday. And... he says he's doing great. And Marilee, she's, guess what, Marilee? Every week she says, please pray for David. And tonight I heard from David, who he says he wants some prayer for a permanent job and a little prayer for Marilee. So that's a little reverse English right there.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears. giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly.
Listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He saved my soul.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally, from wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God. Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Well, praise God and welcome to all of you stations that are just now joining us. And if you're that first hour deprived, I certainly hope that you're fast learning that you can go on lifeboat.org and you'll see our website there. And over on the right side of the page, you have a little picture of a radio and it says push to listen live. And while we're on the air, you just push that button. Boom, you've got us to listen to on your phone or on your laptop or on your desktop. There we are. So let's see, what else do we have to do here? Since we're just getting you new, we need to give you the phone numbers. 1-800-845-2162, 1-800-845-2162. Sister Tina is sitting out there, don't let her fall asleep. Make sure that she stays alert. Give her a call at 1-800-845-2162. I know you need some prayer. I need prayer all the time. I had a woman on, I think it was Twitter, ask me if I needed any prayer. And I told her, do I need prayer? I just laughed. Of course I need prayer. I need prayer every day of my life. I pray and I need to be prayed for. I am so appreciative when people tell me they're praying for me. But that phone number, one more time, is 1-800-845-2162. You can text me, and lots of people do. Wherever I go, I keep my phone in my shirt pocket. And when I'm around other people, I like to have it go ding.
ding, ding, letting them know that. So what is that? Who's calling you so much? And I said, well, those are people that are just talking to me. Those are people that are praying for me. Those are people that need prayer. Those are friends of mine. Those are brothers and sisters in Christ. And then they want to know more about it. They say, keep that phone dinging. I don't hear it dinging right now. That's 503-539-3012. Let's see who all... Well, I've got one other thing to do. We'll get it done here. We've had a lot of people write and say it's their birthday this month. So... Happy birthday, dear listener. Happy birthday to you. There you go. Now it goes on, but we're not going to... Yeah, see, we're not going to do that if I can find the off button here. There, we'll get rid of that. But that's a little tribute. I know, and you know, it's a terrible thing to be alone and not have your birthday and nobody to celebrate it with you. And we made up our mind tonight, coming down to the grotto, that we were talking about it in the car. We're going to start celebrating birthdays. So when you call 1-800-845-2162, tell them when your birthday is. And at some point in that month, we'll say, happy birthday. You never know. We might send you some little thing, too, because we always do that. Timothy's hooked up. There he is. There's Reverend James. He's texting me. And he says, thank you for serving our country and, of course, our Lord God Almighty. Well, oh, I love that picture. I don't know where he got that. But I'm going to send that out to people. Thank you, Reverend James. Big Wave Dave is out there. Pamela is out there texting me. She says, I'm praying for you, Brother Jacobs. We love you, Pamela and Donald. We love you back, Pamela. There's Blake. Now, you know that poor Blake? If it wasn't for bad luck, he wouldn't have any luck at all. Somebody has stole his little laptop for the second time. And it's part of his business. And, you know, we just ask him if they're out there tonight to take that thing back to him. And if you want and to join us, let's pray for Blake that whoever took that brings it back. It's terrible. And Lovekin says we have her permission to put the wonderments up on the web, so we're going to do that. Cody, poor Cody, he's Faithline deprived tonight. I told you, he's gone over to Colorado Springs. He's primitive. He doesn't have one of these phones that listen in on the web. And he says, I'm lying here with Sean and my wife. It would have been nice to hear you. Maybe one day I'll get my phone to work. Now that's pitiful. We'll get him and show him how to do that. Who else is on here? Marilee's on here. Julie is on there. Brad. Jerry?
Is that my Jerry?
Yes, it is, Mother. That's Jerry down in the Bay Area. Tanya, she says, happy 4th of July. God bless you all. Then our Loretta and Marcella. I've got two Marcellas now. Yvonne and Marcus. What's this? I'm celebrating 17 years at my job at the Gleason Care Center. I love my job and am blessed to have it. Well, I wonder how old Yvonne is. She'll probably be gone by the time I enter one of those places. I always kind of get concerned about who's going to take care of me when I can't navigate. Do you ever get like that? There's my Scott, and he says, I love you, my brother. We love you, too, and how's your mother's shoulder? You need to give me a report when I'm praying for people like that. There's Pastor Larry, he says, happy 4th of July. I bet you I get to see him at the Sandy Mountain Festival. What do you bet? And Danny, he says, Pastor Jacob, can you please mention me and Brenda on your program? I did that, Danny. And there I've done it again. Pray for those two. Pray for those two. Then there's Davey. Hi, Davey. There's my Joe America and my Marcella number two. And Bob, that's common spelling for Bob. He's down in Oakland. And he's been a member of the Faithline family for, I'll bet you, 13, 14 years.
Well, that Lovekin has been with us for 13 years.
I know she has, and she's worked every single day of it. There's Robert T. He promised me, you know, he always asks me, are you going to be live tonight? That'll be about 2 in the afternoon. And I tell him, yeah, I'm going to be live tonight, you know, unless the Lord takes me home. And then Sunday comes around. And he says, Pastor, I fell asleep. I didn't get to hear the program last night. What was it all about? So this week we had an agreement. He was going to stay awake. I wonder if he did. Robert, text me. Lisa's out there. My Chris is not out there. He's over in Arizona this week. Spending money, I would imagine. That's about it for tonight. So far, but that's a lot. Oh, there's Grandpa Mike. And he's getting a hold of me. Happy birthday, America, he says. I wonder, Grandpa, is this the same America that we were born in? This is kind of, it's kind of different, isn't it? It'd be weird, you know. Now, they've got a display, a beautiful display of an American flag up somewhere. I saw it on CNN. I was in too big a hurry. And they're going to make them take it down. You know, they make you take down the American flag. They make you take down a picture of Christ. If you got the Ten Commandments up there, you got to take it down. You know, what if you wrote the Ten Commandments on a Buddha statue right on the belly? Would they let you put it up? Oh, I'm just being silly, but we are being just insane in this country, I think. So you know who we are, you know where we are. We're two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. You know that we're going to be here until 3 a.m., and we've said happy birthday to our listeners who are having a birthday in the month of July. And when we come back after this break, I think I'll give you a little tour of the grotto, and I think we'll probably talk behind the backs of those longshoremen down there in Long Beach.
Ahoy, Pacific Fury!
As the pastor of the fishing fleet in the Bering Sea, I feel obligated to introduce you to the crew of the faithful vessel, the most dangerous Pacific Fury. This week, we profile the most dangerous mate in the Bering Sea, our very own first mate, Kevin. His photo is up on our website, lifeboat.org, so you can see just exactly what he looks like.
Well, does Brother Kevin, does he have the nickname too? You know, like all the rest of them, do they have one that they use out there on the salt?
They call him the Nightcrawler, Floyd. The Nightcrawler. My goodness, why would they call our dear Kevin the Nightcrawler? Why would they do that? Well, they call him that, Mother, because he's on duty at night and sleeps by day.
Well, did that mean I had to call Bernard the Nightcrawler, too?
Hey, since Jeremy came on board, I understand old Nightcrawler takes a case of Rolaids out with him on every voyage.
Now, be nice, Ralph. Just be nice.
The most dangerous brother, Kevin, a.k.a. the Nightcrawler, holds the all-time record in Dutch Harbor, Alaska, for the greatest number of oyster shooters consumed in one sitting. The Dutch Harbor City Council has recently awarded Brother Kevin the coveted Golden Pearl Award for eating excellence. Dangerous Captain Mark was recently quoted as saying, "I had to buy the old Nightcrawler a larger survival suit." His wife and two daughters send their love and pray for his safe return. Ahoy's to the entire crew of the most dangerous Pacific Fury. Next week, we will profile yet another dangerous member of your crew. I know about those financial problems. I know about those health problems. Some of you have got marriage problems. I'm going to make you feel better. All you have to do is get up, raise your hands up to the Lord, and sing this one with me. And I know, I guarantee, you're going to feel better. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Start dancing now. Well, just march then. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Paul and Silas bound in jail. Had no money but to go to bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Eyes on the prize, hold on.
Paul and Silas began to shout.
Yeah.
Doors popped open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize,
hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep
your eyes on the prize, hold on.
Well, the only chains we can stand. Are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Got my hand on the freedom flower.
Yeah.
Wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Keep
your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Hold on.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him some praise, somebody. Now you're getting it. Now you're getting it. Lift those knees a little higher.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Hold on.
Getting happy now. How about you?
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't you feel better now? Don't you feel a little better now? Don't let that devil get you. We're on the winning side.
You're right in the palm of God's hand, and He is in control.
Whether we choose to go to heaven or we choose to go to hell, that's the main thing. And I have a sermon called The Main Thing. I delivered it right here on the air. Get your copy today. Share it with your friends. The most important thing that you will ever hear. Call 1-800-845-2162. $6.95 is the donation, and $1.50 for postage, of course. Get your copy today. Get several copies and share them with your unsaved friends. 1-800-845-2162. The most important decision you will ever make. The most important sermon you will ever hear. This is Brother Jacob. And I need to ask you to help us pay the rent. Not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faithline is The Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests, and please, send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon, 97067. Our longtime member of the Faithline family, the Morse Clinic here in Portland, Oregon, wants to help you. If you have a chronic problem that has gone on for years and years and you've received no help, or you've been in a traffic accident and you want expert help, then contact the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 503-760-6081. Do it today. That's 503-760-6081. Make an appointment. Why suffer another day? Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome back to your Light in the Night, the Faithline program.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy, if you please.
If you please, Lord.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, He will, Brother Jacob.
Lord have mercy, if you please. So I'm down here begging.
I'm down here on my skinny knees.
Well, my goodness, and here we are. You know, we're just, aren't we wonderful the way that we can make time pass? Have I, Sister Renee is out there on the phones right now, and she sent me a little note that says, why are they so quiet tonight? Why aren't they calling? And I told her, well, they're getting ready to have their barbecue. They've got their barbecue going, and that's what's mattered. Even in the churches tomorrow, they'll be barbecuing. Did you know that? Now, if you just take, I don't know what a package of hot dogs cost. But send me that amount of money. Call up right now. Get up out of bed and call me and give me that amount of money so that I can and help these people that we help and so we can pay our bills. It's 1-800-845-2162. Don't you hesitate. Oh, aren't we something? Let's see. I've got something else to tell you here. Sister Caroline in Glendale, California, thank you for that box of gifts. And Brother Michael and Sister Jan, thank you for the donated beaded jewelry. We're going to get that up on lifeboat.org very, very soon. In fact, does it say here? Oh, you can see it right now at lifeboat.org. Semi-precious garnet and Swarovski, is that right? Crystal bracelet. One of a kind. Now remember, every cent that you spend on those gifts goes to God's work. And then we asked you, maybe I haven't given you a little Elvin update. You know, that's a long time ago. We met little Elvin and his grandma Barbara, and they told him he was going to die. I'll have to get her to write me a biography that I can read on the air here. And now it's all that time, and we haven't seen him. He's still alive. And when he hears us on the radio, he turns his head. He can't talk. And he knows who we are still to this day. We still pray for him, and we would ask you to pray. That God, now maybe we could get him healed. He had a big bone sticking out of his heel, about 4 inches long, if I remember right. And we prayed for that, laid hands on him, anointed him, and that thing just went like that back into his foot. We just got to get him. I know there's a wonderful person down inside there. Patty in White Salmon, Washington, wants us to pray for her son who needs a job, and she says, pray he comes back to the Lord. We'll sure do that. And if you don't have a prayer journal to put these prayer requests in, call 1-800-845-2162. I'll give you one. Sister Jan in McMinnville needs prayer for her job and her workplace. She wants some prayer for her health, and her husband, Michael, for his heart and lungs. Now, they're the ones who make that beautiful jewelry that we offer. Pray for them, will you please? Will you please? I always run out of time, don't I? You got 1 minute. When we come back, I'll talk. I got some things to talk to you about. Right now, well, let's take the break.
Well, I've got just the thing for you right here, Joe.
Boy, that's really cool, Brother Jacob. That's really cool.
Well, Jesus is cool, you know. Those old drums aren't cool.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, where it's time for you to go out there to the kitchen and make another cup of tea. Or, you know, get one of those gooey things that you like to eat. But you come right back and don't you touch that dial.
Rain.
Oh, rain. And when you get back, I'll be sitting right here. My hair is all combed. My shoes are all shined. My tie's on straight. My pens and pencils are all in a row. And, you know, my heart is open. Because I want to pray for you today.
Rain down on me. Wash away all this pain.
All this pain, Lord.
Wash away
misery.
Shine.
Oh, shine.
Shine your light shine your light on me.
Shine your light on me.
Lead me out of the darkness.
So that I might see.
Let me see, Lord. Let me see.
Well, that's just wonderful.
It's pretty cool.
This is Brother Jacob. Do you enjoy the kind of music that we play here on the Faith Line? I'm talking about the grotto-wise sounds that emanate from the Love Grotto. Do you look forward to the bedtime story at the end of the program as much as I do? Well, I've put together a CD. I'm going to do more, but this is the first one. Of fairy tales set to the music of jazz, cool jazz. The first one I'm doing and I've got done is based on Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I call it The Pretty Little Girl with a Permanent Wave and the Three Itinerant Preachers. You're going to love it. I do. And you can get it. I'm sending it to you for $9.95. Just a donation of $9.95 will bring The Pretty Little Girl to you by return mail. You're going to love the cover. And if you're grottoized, you're going to love the story. Call 1-800-845-2162 right now and put $9.95 on your credit card. That'll help us stay on the air. And I'll send you The Pretty Little Girl with a Permanent Wave by return mail or write to The Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Either way, just tell me you want The Pretty Little Girl and I'll do the rest.
This is Brother Jacob, and I need to ask you to help us pay the rent, not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose, not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines, and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faith Line on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard, but we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162, or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. Isn't it time that you were free? Give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. If you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081. Be sure and put a 503 in front of that. 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you because they have helped me. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. You've found the Faith Line program, where we're filled with joy because we have Jesus. Won't you join us? Yeah.
Well, we all need someone we can lean on. And if you want it, well, you can lean on me.
Give me a call, give me a call.
Yeah, we all need someone we can lean on.
I'm gonna have to fix a bump that's longer than that. Every time that ends, I think, is that it?
Well, I was just thinking the same thing, Commander.
You know, Nick, I just got to talk about this. Next month is my birthday. Now, a year ago, I told everybody how old I was, and I said, I'm never going to tell anybody anymore how old I am. Because they'll drive by and have a look to see if I'm still alive. That's what I have people surprised all the time.
Are you still there?
You know. But I'm still here. But anyway, next month is my birthday. And you want to know the truth? I just can't believe it. I can remember back in my life, I don't know what you remember in your life, but I spent a lot of time in my life trying to remember my youth. So I can remember standing up in a crib. Yes, I can. And I can remember that time when that little bird spoke to me that, you know, I put on that CD, because that's a true story. And that bird whistled, and he said, "Hello, Jacob, how are you?" And in that moment, I had an awakening in my spirit and my mind. I was just a little tiny kid. I couldn't have been 3 years old, because I don't remember my brother being around. But I can remember all of that. I can remember thinking so many times that things were important. Some of them are still important to you, I'll bet. I remember when cars were important. Oh,
You know what I had? I had an MGT of 1500. Now, if I had that today, they're worth about 40 grand, see? But I only paid $1,700 for it, and I traded it in, got a TR3. When it was a year old, I got a TR3. Now, I thought they were important. I had to have cars. Well, I don't want the white one. I want that other one over there, that red one, you know, and I want the gold interior, you know, on and on and on and on. I see people living in $700-$800 apartment houses with three pickups and a motorcycle. Like, what is this? You know. But I remember being there. I remember when I thought my job was so important. See, I thought I was my job, and if I had a job, well, like Hezekiah out there, an engineer, radio engineer, well, then I thought, I am a radio engineer. You know, that's the way I was, and I thought my job was important, and I thought furniture was important. Do you remember that? Some of you aren't as old as I am, but we had to have that Danish modern. See, some of you don't even know what that was, but it was ugly stuff is what it was. Absolutely horrible furniture, but we had to have it because it was in. And I spent so much of my life wanting people to like me. I bet you do the same thing still, you know. And I wanted to be right. I wanted people to say, you're right, Brother Jacob, you're right. And I like you because you're right. I spent half of my life trying to get people to like me. Now, finally, here I am, see. I'm going to give you the benefit of this. I'm at the twilight of my senility. I'm an old man now. And I know that none of it is important at all. The only thing that is important is that I have Jesus. And that I have that hope that at the end of this whole thing, he's going to get me up out of that grave and everything's going to be all right. I hope you're there.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
Tonight, our beloved Love Grotto gang has reached Grants Pass, Oregon. It has been a long trip in the old Love Bus, and everyone is tired. In fact, Mother Twilla returned to the Love Grotto by Greyhound 2 days ago. She just could take no more.
And I'm so glad to be home.
She was surprised to find that it only took 4.5 hours to get back to the Love Grotto. The gang is staying in a small motel in Grants Pass to rest for a couple of days and to plan for the next leg of the Great Explorer. Here they are by remote. Are you ready, Joe?
I'm standing by. Would someone shake Bernard? I can't hear myself think with all that snoring.
Well, he sounds like an old motorboat. I think he's pretty tired, is what I think.
Hey, all he does is sleep, and that's all he's done since we left the grotto.
Well, my goodness, he isn't very young anymore, Ralph.
Hey, wake up, Bernard. Wake up. Just wake up. Hey, I know, Victoria. I wasn't complaining. I was just saying, God bless him if he can sleep. Are you all right, Bernard? Let me get us hooked up to the Love Grotto for sure.
I'm anxious to find out if Mother Twilla has arrived there safely. Love Grotto, Love Grotto. This is Joe Rope, over.
Hello, Joe. We are hooked up, if you recall. We're hearing you fine here in the Love Grotto.
Well, push that green button on the console and you will be in recording mode, Brother Jacob.
There, it's done, Joe.
Now push the yellow one and you'll be able to see us and we'll be able to see you.
There you go. Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, is you keeping the frogs moist there, Brother Jacob? Is you keeping those froggies a little bit moist?
I have spritzed them every 4 hours that I'm in the grotto, Floyd.
Hey, did Mother Twilla make it back there okay?
I'm right here, Ralph. The trip home wasn't long at all. I'm sorry that, you know, Victoria and I could not stay with you, but the trip in that old bus, well, it's just too rough on us girls.
Well, yes, those seats are way too hard for us elderly ladies.
Well, Joe and I will install cushioned seats when we get home.
Oh, it'd be a shame to mess with this old bluebird. It is almost original.
Well, yeah, Bernard, but we have already made several modifications.
Well, what a blessing to be here in this motel room. That shower felt wonderful. Say, why is the shower still running, can I ask that?
Well, because Thelma, my pocket toad, is in there enjoying the cool water. She needed a little shower, too.
Oh, I'm so thankful to be home.
I'm glad to have you here with me, Mother. You know, I really missed you.
Well, from now on, Sister Victoria and I will leave the exploring to the men. That's it.
So, Joe, where are you headed on the next leg of your journey?
In our source book, you might remember the Memoirs of a Fur Trapper by Bernard P. Fogwad, published in 1868. The author refers to a settlement as the starting place, but he did not name the settlement.
Well, that could cause some problems there, Joe.
Oh, gracious leader, Joe is very intelligent. I am sure he will figure it all out.
Hey, we think that, you know, the settlement, the unnamed one mentioned in our reference book, is somewhere near Crater Lake.
Well, that will be our starting point to look for the blazed tree mentioned by Mr. Fogwad as the starting point of his trip.
Do you really believe that tree will still be standing after over 100 years, Joe?
Well, to be honest, Brother Jacob, I don't know. I'll be talking to the local historical society and to the representatives of the Klamath tribe that lives there.
I told you, Commander, Joe is very intelligent.
Hey, there are many Native American legends about that lost lake. Well, I had better get busy plotting a course to Crater Lake.
Now, you boys be very careful. Maybe I should have stayed with them, Commander. What do you think? Do you think I should have stayed with them?
Oh, they'll be fine, Mother. Sounds to me like they are very organized.
Have you heard from the Pacific Fury Unseen Leader?
No, Joe. They are out of cell range, but I'm sure they were listening.
Well, did we tell you that the police officer that stopped us last week is applying for his vacation so he can accompany the boys on the Great Explorer?
No, nobody told me that. What is his name?
Hey, he didn't and won't tell us his name. He says to just call him Jim is all.
I wonder what his name is.
Well, I found a whole box of ice downstairs. Did you know there's a box of ice down there? See, I brought some back in my old hat.
Well, make some lemonade, Floyd. I don't want you boys to get the scurvy out there on this explorer.
Are you staying in the Holiday Inn?
Hey, no, we can't afford that, unseen leader.
Well, where are you staying, then?
Well, it's a little place built in the 50s called Gloria's Roadside Retreat. Well, yeah, but Gloria is no longer here. She sold the motel to Guy Trenton Collier's in 1996. And he and his wife, Edna McClarty Collins, came here from Los Angeles and... They came from Los Baños, California. I can't even read my own writing. They came up here to retire.
Well, Mr. Collins told me last night he wanted to change the name of the motel, but the city would not allow it. It seems that it's a historical monument or some darn thing.
Well, the blankets on my bed is pretty historical, all right.
Hey, the towels have a historical tag on them.
What are you talking about, Ralph?
Hey, the tag on the towel says supplied by your local green stamp store.
Well, I remember those stores. I love those stores.
Well, Chicken Shack still gives bonus points, you know.
Oh, yeah, they do, but they don't tell you what they're good for. Say, I'm suggesting that we buy a handheld GPS. We will need it, and when we find that blaze tree, we'll be off and running.
Now that's a sensible idea, Joe. That's very sensible.
So very smart. Commander, would you like another cup of tea?
Oh, thank you, Mother. It's so wonderful to have you back. I would truly enjoy one.
Why, Mrs. Your Snacks, Mother Twella?
Well, what are you boys eating now that Victoria and I are not cooking?
Hey, we found a place where we can buy 5-cent tacos. They aren't half bad.
Well, yeah, with a lot of Cholula on them, you know. 6 of them makes a good little snackerino.
Well, they are cute, Unseen Leader. They're made from a round corn chip.
Well, those wouldn't make very big tacos.
No, you have to eat quite a few to make a meal.
Well, there you have it. Another chapter in the ongoing saga that the Love Grotto Gang calls life, as they carry the gospel forward. In the concrete jungle of downtown Portland, Oregon. Be sure to be with us again next week when you might hear Floyd say,
"Well, has anybody seen my Cholula?"
Now play number 2 on that CD with the caveman on the label.
Well, you lead us in here. You lead us in here, Ralph.
Hey, I'll do her.
This old the world can sure weigh heavy on your mind. And someone who understands is so hard to find.
I'll take one.
But after all your rainbows fall, and you're so tired of paying dues,
remember, Jesus knows all about the blues.
Let me jump in here. If your heart is broken, there's no reason left to live. Life is always taken, and you have nothing more to give.
Hey, well, it seems like there's no way to live, and nothing left to lose.
Remember,
Jesus knows all about the blues.
Well, if you
you up when the world has let you down.
He'll be a friend
when no friend can be found.
Well, let me do one.
What touches you touches him.
Cause he walked in your shoes.
And Jesus knows all about the blues.
Now you take the last one there, Brother Jacob.
Well, there isn't much left, but I will.
Yes, Jesus knows all about the blues.
I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
KPDQ Radio, 93.9 FM.
People at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness for their sins. Some are fighting battles and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord.
This is Brother Jacob. You know that Christian love that I talk about here on the Faith Line? Well, you can find it at the Morse Clinic, 15932 Southeast Division, right here in Portland, Oregon. Not only do you receive modern health care, but you will receive love and prayer. Listen now. You haven't tried everything until you have tried the Morse Clinic for your health problems. Why not call them today? 503-760-6081. That's 503-760-6081 for Christian love and health care.
You're listening to The Faith Line on 800 KPDQ Portland and 93.9 KPDQ FM Portland, a service of Salem Communications.
A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken, lives are being changed. Those who call upon him, they will never be the same. The time has come to give in to the Lord.
That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting. He is waiting here for you. Go quickly.
You are listening to the Faith Line program, and this is Brother Jacob. I'm going to be right here with you until 3 a.m. Pacific time. Don't you touch that dial.
God is a good God. God is a good God. He saved my soul.
To reach me down here in the Love Grotto, dial 503-786-9390 in Portland, Oregon, or 1-800-845-2162, literally. From wherever you are out there in the kingdom of God.
God is a good God. Hey, God is a good God. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up this morning. He woke me up. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning.
Need a little love? Need some hope? Well, your dial is set just right. Well, praise God. I was off looking at things here. There's only 174 sleeps until Christmas. Why don't you become an ambassador, a Faithline ambassador for Christ's love? All you have to do is hang an ornament anywhere. Just hang it somewhere. We like them on the rearview mirror, on the bed rails, in the front window, on your doorknob, anywhere, on your walker. Then let us know you've done it. We'll send you a beautiful card making you an ambassador. I have one of the cards right here. Let's see what it says. This is to certify that the person named above has been fully grottoized and is fully qualified to be a Faithline ambassador of Christ's love. And over on the right, it's got some little gifts that each one of them has a letter on it, J-O-Y, and then under that it says God still answers prayer. The Faithline boat is on there, and at top it says Faithline Ambassador and a place for your name. You want one of those? Hang an ornament. It's a good way to identify other Faithline listeners, too. Here's a Timothy H., not to be confused with our other Timothy. I just texted him. He needs prayer for health and peace of mind, and some prayer for his family for safety and well-being. Where is he? Sherman Oaks, California. I just texted him. Here's Jan in McMinnville. She needs prayer for work. And she sent for the pretty little girl and wanted a prayer journal. We'll send you one. We'd like people to pray. We'd love to have you pray. And let me see what else we have to do here. I need to give you the phone number. I'll give you the question first, because if you want a free gift, all you have to do is answer this. And if you were listening in the end of the last hour, you know the answer. What is the top speed of the old love bus? You know the answer?
Call 1-800-845-2162. We'll give you a free gift. And you're listening to the Faithline program, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto. And let's see, tonight's offer to help us stay on the air. And we need more of you to take advantage of this. We're having some trouble paying the bills, brothers and sisters. Help us here. You know, Robert T. wrote me a text, and he said, the principle of giving when you're in need is wonderful. He began to give. He didn't even have a job, and he got a good job, and he got his money. He got all the things that he needed within a couple of weeks because he stepped out and did what God told him to do. So tonight, for $55, and that's tax deductible, I'll send you the main thing, my favorite and probably the most powerful sermon that you'll hear. I'll send you a pocket heart. I'll send you the pretty little girl with a permanent wave. And I'll send you five bedtime stories. Robert, I decided on 55 because Robert is 55 today. Happy birthday, Robert, if he's listening. He's probably not listening. He fell asleep again. But he's such a faithful brother. And he's the double nickel today. His daughter is 35 today. So we wish them both a happy birthday. What am I going to talk about here? I've got so many things that I want to say to you. I think I'm going to talk about this one. I know people, and you know people as well, that always see the negative side of everything. Do you know anybody like that? Maybe you're like that yourself. I don't know. But you talk to these people, and they will say, oh, I hate my job. Oh, I've got to go to work. It's a terrible thing. I hate my job. And they just continue to hate their job most of their life, but they don't change it. They don't go looking for another one. They don't ask God for a change of employment. They just are negative about it. Do you know anybody like that? Then there are the ones that they have the trouble with the people that they work with. Do you know any of them? And instead of trying to get along with them, what would Jesus do? You know, that old thing that we should be following. They're negative. Every time you talk to them, they've got something negative to say. Then there are those that hate it when it's hot. And now, it's been hot in a few places. Up here in Oregon, it's going to get up to 90 this Wednesday.
Oh, I hate the heat,
they'll be telling me, you know. Everywhere we go, they'll be saying, is it hot enough for you? They'll be complaining about the heat. Those very same people, when it's cold, will be complaining that they're cold and they have to get a new coat, and they'll complain about the heat in the summer and the cold in the winter. And the ones that live up here, they complain about the rain all the time. But they, you know, all you have to do is move. Just go somewhere else. It rains in Oregon.
I don't like the rain. I hate this rain. Oh, it's so dismal, this rain.
I had someone this week tell me, well, I hate the rain. It's rained all week, he says to me. I guess I'll just have to accept it. And I thought, yeah, I think maybe you're going to have to accept it, yeah. Yeah. You know why? Because it's raining, because God is watering his forest. Now, that's what he's doing. See, when he's done, he'll turn off the rain. And besides that, I told this young man, it always rains in Oregon until after 4th of July. I only had to live up here 3 or 4 years before I figured that one out. Right after the 4th of July, you know, God sent some rain on that 4th. He's trying to keep his forest from getting burned down, I think. And then, like on Wednesday, it's going to be 90.
Oh, it's too hot.
I'm talking about people that are always negative. They get something new, they decide, oh, I've got to have an iPod. You like, got to have an iPod. I want one of those new droids. And they'll get it, and 2 weeks later they're saying, I wish I had got an iPhone. They don't like what they've got. To negativity. Their finances are a mess because they buy on impulse. You know anybody like that? Well, I've got a neighbor like that. He's got 2 pickups and a car and a Harley Davidson that's brand new. And I think, well, how can you afford that? Well, the truth is he probably can't afford it. But he does it anyway because he wants them. And he buys them all on time and, oh, it's a terrible thing. They're doing it. They're doing all of these things to satisfy the longing that is inside of them. These people that are negative all the time. Oh, I'm going to step on some toes now. There are some that are constantly talking about how bad they had it in their childhood. Do you know some of them? Huh? Sure you do. Oh, my childhood was so bad. I thought a very popular television show could be, Hezekiah and I could do it. We podcast this thing. And we'd call it, My Childhood Was Worse Than Your Childhood. And we could get people from all around the world to come on there and talk about how bad their childhood was. And I listened to just so much. And then my eyes cross, see? And I want to say to them, that was then, this is now. See? Everything works together for those who love the Lord. Maybe we should forget about all that stuff we can't go back and change and do what we're doing now right. You want to know what I call this little segment from 2 o'clock to 2:30? I call it Truth Serum. I think everybody needs a little injection. I thought about calling it Truth or Consequences. You know, if you don't get the truth, and the truth, of course, is Jesus, there are a lot of things that are true, but there's only one truth, and that's Jesus Christ. And if you don't get Him, then you're going to be unhappy all your life. I do all the impulse buying, and they watch that television, you know. That little Italian woman on there, do you know that little Italian woman, Hezekiah? That she's got that little folding gizmo that makes omelets and cakes and cookies. And have you ever seen her? My goodness, she could sell me anything. Restrain myself from the phone and ordering 15 of those, you know. It's like getting a demonstration for a Hoover vacuum cleaner. You want it. That's all there is to it. I've got to have it. Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little more about it.
One kind favor I ask of you.
One kind favor I'll ask of you. One kind favor I'll ask of you.
See that my grave is kept clean. Dig my grave with silver spade.
Yeah. Dig my grave with a silver spade. Dig my grave with a silver spade.
You may let me down. Down with a golden chain,
golden chain.
Ever had a church built on?
Ever had a church bell toll? Ever heard a church bell toll? Then
you
you know I'm dead and gone.
Long old lane ain't got no end.
Yeah. Long old lane, this old man down. Long old lane, this old man down.
It's a bad old wind that never changed.
Mavis, going home.
Ever heard a coughing sound?
Yeah. Ever heard a coughing sound? Ever heard a coughing ground? Then you know I'm in the ground.
White horses side by side.
Yeah. Two white horses
side.
Two white horses side by side. Me and my Lord gonna take a ride. Hallelujah. Me and my Lord gonna take a ride. Me and my Lord gonna take a ride. So many of you have written to tell me how you love the frogs as much as we do. So Joe has put them on a CD for you, only $12.95. Well, I think it's 90 minutes or 45 minutes. I don't, whatever fits on a CD, you've got our Grotto Frogs. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. Only $12.95 and $1.54 postage, of course. And you can fall asleep to those frogs every night like we do. This is Brother Jacob, and I need your help. I need your help desperately to keep the Faith Line broadcast on the air. So I've authorized that if you will give just $25 to this purpose during the month of June, $25, and it's fully deductible, and no one takes any part of it for salaries here at the Faith Line. And I will send you a complete CD of Love Grotto Gang episodes. That's $25 donation brings you an entire CD of the Love Grotto Gang episodes. Call right now, 1-800-845-2162. And if you can give more than $25, please do so. We desperately need your help. That's 1-800-845-2162. If you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081. Be sure and put a 503 in front of that. 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you because they have helped me. go over there to that phone and give me a call. 503-786-9390 in the greater Portland, Oregon area, or 1-800-845-2162, or text me at 503-539-3012. Now let's return to the Love Grotto. Welcome to the Faithline program. Your personal light in the middle of the night. Oh, we're getting around. Well, on Twitter.
Well, sorry.
I know you do, Mother. I know you do.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
We've got email. We answer all our text, and right now we're streaming all over the world.
Well, yeah, we get around.
Hello, Denmark. Hello, London and Cardiff, Wales. Hello, down under. Hello, Hong Kong. You know, I'll just have two out of column B. The Faith Line, coming to you directly from two stories down under the satellite dish right here in the Love Grotto until 3 a.m. Don't you touch that dial. Anaheim, Azusa, Cucamonga, Oakland, Hayward. Oh, we get around. I'm so delighted to know you're out there, Robert. I've been joking about you all night. You just let me do that, didn't you? Oh, my goodness. And Cody's over there in Colorado. He can't sleep. He's texting. We were talking here about people who are always negative, though. Remember, if you just tuned in, we're talking about people that are always negative. They hate their jobs, but they don't go get another one. They just like to talk about how bad it is. They hate it when it's hot. And then when it gets cold, they hate that too, you know. And every day you talk to them, they got something new wrong with them. Oh, my foot hurts. Oh, my this hurt and my that hurt. And all the doctors said. And always negative. Nobody, these people can't seem to get positive. They get something new and they want something else. What they got doesn't work the way they wanted it to work, and it, but, you know, they want everything perfect. Their finances are a mess because they buy on impulse and then try to satisfy their longing that's inside of them. And we have to talk to them and tell them that only God can satisfy that longing. God has left this open cavern within our spirit that can only be filled with His love. Only faith brings joy. People ask me every day, well, how can you be so happy in this terrible world? And I tell them, this world isn't terrible. Quit talking about this world being terrible. People are terrible. You know, the people are ruining the world. God so loved what? God so loved the world. There's nothing wrong with this world. What's wrong is there's too many people, and we... And the love of money is the root of all evil. We just go out there and tear the forest down. We drill for that old oil, you know. Everybody wants to work to get more money, to buy more stuff so they can get a bigger house to put all that stuff in. On and on and on. Where do you get that joy? Well, that joy comes from knowing our Lord. That joy comes from knowing that no matter what happens, everything's going to be all right. God's going to get us up out of that grave. Everything's going to be fine. Happiness now is a whole different thing.
happiness is based upon what we're doing in our lives, what we're being in our lives, what we're having in our lives, and the people in our lives. Being negative and talking about how terrible it is isn't going to change anything. We have to change it ourselves. Remember, this whole half hour, I call it truth serum. I'm telling you the truth here. Only Jesus brings hope. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get $1 million in the bank, and, you know.
I don't know how many times I've had people come to me and say, Pastor, would you pray for us to sell our house? And when we sell the house, I'm going to give $20,000 to your ministry. And about 3 months later, they'll come and they'll say, oh, we're working on getting that house sold. And when it gets sold, Pastor, I'm going to give you $15,000. And a month goes by, and when we sell that house now, I'm going to give you at least $5,000. That's it. In the end, they slip me a little envelope, see, with $100 in it, and say, thank you for praying. See, that's the way it goes. I don't know why God loves us, but Jesus brings us the hope that when we die, it's all going to be all right. And I guarantee you, from my own personal experience, that if you will trust him now, he will give you the desires of your heart. My eyes are glued on the hope in Christ. Sure, the darkness attacks. You know why the darkness attacks? How come I'm always being under attack? Well, because the darkness hates your light. You go into a dark room, you turn on the light. Where do the shadows go? Where does all that darkness go? It all hides in the shadows. It goes behind the couch, you know, and underneath the bed and into the closet, you know. Darkness skitters away from light. My Bible says, be joyful in hope. Listen to this. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. But do we do that? Negativity won't bring anyone to the cross. You know, who wants to be like me if all I would do is sit around and be negative? Ooh, I hate the way things are. No. What a terrible world. I can't wait to get out of here. Well, who wants to be like me? But when you're happy, then they're going to come up to you. And if you give them a little laugh, you know, just a little smile, they'll come up and they'll ask you how you do it. And then you point up with both hands. Point up and give the credit to God. Because you know that everything's going to be all right. Try it. It doesn't hurt, and it doesn't cost you anything at all.
Now, this is one of my favorite hymns. I don't know if I can do it, but here goes.
Well, you'll do just fine, Brother Jacob.
I'll help
just
you
fine.
Out. Don't worry about it.
Tempted in pride, dear. You are listening to the Faithline program. We're about to enter that final one half hour, that time when the clock on the tower will toll. And dear one, the world is about to enter that time when the trump will sound and Jesus will come to take us home. Are you ready?
Never molested, knowing they're wrong. Farther along, dear, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine.
we'll understand it all by and by.
Well, thank you, Ralph.
When we see Jesus
coming in
glory.
Oh, my goodness, won't that be
wonderful? When he comes from
his home in the sky.
Then we shall
meet him
in that bright city.
Oh, I just can't wait. I just can't
wait.
And
we'll understand it all by and by.
Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Well, thank you, Ralph. Whether we choose to go to heaven or we choose to go to hell, that's the main thing. And I have a sermon called The Main Thing. I delivered it right here on the air. Get your copy today. Share it with your friends. The most important thing that you will ever hear. Call 1-800-845-2162. $6.95 is the donation, and $1.50 for postage, of course. Get your copy today. Get several copies and share them with your unsaved friends. 1-800-845-2162. The most important decision you will ever make. The most important sermon you will ever hear. This is Brother Jacob, and I need to ask you to help us pay the rent. Not the rent on any building, for we have no building. We use our own home for that purpose. Not for any salaries, because no one draws a salary at the Faithline Ministry. Every cent of your tax-deductible donation goes to God's work. It goes to pay for expensive phone lines, and to pay for these radio stations that you're listening to the Faithline on. Won't you help? Some do. I know it's summer. I know times are hard. But we have to pay God's bills. 1-800-845-2162. Call right now and do what you can. I know God will add it all up and it'll be just the right amount. That phone number again, 1-800-845-2162. Or listen for our address and mail your check today. Don't forget, God's work must go on. The address of the Faith Line is the Faith Line, Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. And when you write, send me your prayer requests and please send a photo. I like to look at a picture of you as I pray for your requests. That's Post Office Box 471, Welch's, Oregon 97067. Sure to tune in the Faith Line each and every Saturday night, Sunday morning, right here on your dial. We're down here, two stories down under the satellite dish in the Love Grotto, just waiting to pray for you. The time that you were free, give me a call at 1-800-845-2162 or text me at 503-539-3012. I'll answer you. if you have a chronic health problem that, well, you just cannot seem to get help for, have you tried the Morse Clinic at 15932 Southeast Division Street here in Portland, Oregon? Well, you haven't tried everything until you've gone to the Morse Clinic. The phone number, 760-6081. Be sure and put a 503 in front of that. 503-760-6081. I know that they will help you because they have helped me. Now come back with me to the Love Grotto, where love rules. Oh, look at your fine self there, Albertina.
Life can be so beautiful.
Yes.
In knowing Jesus.
Life can be so marvelous.
In knowing Him.
So wonderful.
And knowing Jesus.
Now listen.
Because His love.
Listen now.
Can cover all of
our sins. Now doesn't that make you happy? I know there's a lot of trouble in the world, but I've tried to explain to you tonight a little bit. I hope I got a little bit through. That the world is okay. God, it says God so loved the world, and God made the world. The world is beautiful. When was the last time that, well, it's been a long time, hasn't it, since you could lay out there on the back lawn and look up at the stars? Today they're obliterated by all of the lights. But you know, as we drove in last night to get here to the grotto, we looked out there in the evening sky and we saw Saturn. Have you seen Saturn out there in the west? You know, and everybody said, Saturn? No, I didn't see Saturn. I was playing with my Xbox, I think, at the time. Now, see, you got to go outside. Yeah, and to see God's world. God's world isn't all this concrete. God bless some of the, you know, I go to the grocery store a lot. I don't know why that is, but have you noticed that you end up in the grocery store all the time? You know, my family, my wife will divide it up. We've got to go to Winco. Oh, we got to go to Safeway. Well, we got to go to Walmart. Well, it's a sale. See, you got to go to the sale. Drive 30 miles and waste gas to get the sale to save 30 cents. I know. But have you ever seen... now, don't anybody get offended, because I'm doing this in the best way possible. But a brand new imported Mexican husband and wife, their first trip to the supermarket. Have you seen that? And they're just standing there. Or the Russians. You know, we're getting a lot of Russians up here now. They're coming in. And they go to the grocery store, and they stand there in awe. You know, they just, what is all this? I can have all of this? Because at home, you know, they didn't have all of this. Why am I talking to you like that? Because this is July 4th. This is the birthday of this beautiful country. We get so upset that people want to come and live in our country. Then we stay inside and watch the television. There's something wrong. You know, the trees are beautiful still. They always will be beautiful. What's wrong with this planet is that we don't spread the word of Jesus to enough people. That's what's wrong.
when I was a little kid so that you'll know where my heart was at when I was just a little kid. I couldn't figure out why there were borders on the map. I couldn't figure that out. I thought God had put those there. You know, I thought those borders, God had put them there. So then the first time I took a trip with my aunt, I was age 9, and she brought me up here to Oregon, and there was a yellow line that somebody had drawn on Highway 101. And I thought, that's it? what have we got that there for? Nothing seemed to change in the next few miles. And we fight one another over these borders. We fight one another over... I've seen families get in fights over 7 inches of dirt because their fence was 7 inches over the line. And then when you die, you can't own any of it anyway. It's crazy to think that you can own God's earth. We all need to come together, dear one. I'm going to quit, but we've got to come together in love. Now, I'm not talking about building a great big building and we're having a Christian community. I think that's a waste of money. We need to feed one another. We need to love one another. We need to love God first, and then we need to love one another.
Think about a lullaby.
Baby, close your eyes, don't cry.
Think about a lullaby. Let me sing you off to sleep.
And I'll tell you a story.
But Daddy, pray your soul to keep.
It's safe here with your mom and I. Think about a lullaby. All right now, no more excuses. Time for you to go to sleep. Pull those covers right up underneath your chin. Make yourself real comfortable. Reach over there and grab that teddy bear or that long pillow or whatever it is that you hug in the night. Close your little eyes and I'll tell you a story.
As I get older, I tend to think more and more about those wonderful days, those summer days when I was just a kid. Those days when I didn't have to go to school and I could go barefoot and take my shirt off. It was like being out of jail. I could do whatever I wanted to do, and there was so much to do. There were a whole world to explore, remember? Today, kids spend most of their time indoors, but in those days we went outside.
Now you kids go outside and play.
And every day, though, in the summer, my mother would give us chores. Oh, yeah, we had to do chores. If we wanted to have all of the privileges of kids in the summertime, we had to do chores.
Well, now, there are a lot of things for you to do around here, and I'm going to expect that during the summer, you and your brother do some of those things for me and help me out a little bit.
Oh, we will, Mom. We will.
Yeah, we'll do it. Don't worry. We'll do it.
In those days, kids had chores. We had to mow the lawn. Oh, I hated that old push mower.
Mom, that old mower, it doesn't go like, you know, it doesn't have no rubber wheels nor nothing like Freddy does. And it's all dull and it won't cut anything and it needs oil on it and it's just really bad. Does we have to mow the lawn?
Now, you just put some 3-in-1 oil on that lawnmower and go mow the lawn. I don't want you playing until you've mowed the lawn.
Oh, it always had dull blades, and we didn't know how to sharpen them. You could take it down to the shop and have it sharpened, but my dad would say,
"No, a man knows how to sharpen his own mower. I'll get around to that one of these days."
Well, yeah, but see, you doesn't have to mow the lawn. We have to mow the lawn so you doesn't sharpen the blades at all. And those, you know, those old iron wheels, they slip on the grass. Oh, it was hard to push. I was the biggest, so I had to push it the most. And then my brother would push it until he whined.
I can't push it anymore. It just slips and slides. It just slips and slides. Oh, I hurt my knee. I hurt my knee.
And we had to make our beds.
Now, you boys make your beds before you go outside and do your chores.
Well, Mom, you know, we could come in later and make the bed. We didn't have to make the bed right now.
No, you do it before you go outside. And have you washed behind your ears?
Oh, talk about washing. You know, back in those days, the kids had to help with the washing. If Mother worked and Dad worked, then the kids had to help with the washing. And there was just that old Ringer washing machine that rocked and banged around. And then you had to soak the clothes and put them in the bluing, the white ones, and run them through that old Ringer. Oh.
Watch out now when you're out there using that Ringer. Don't get your hand caught in it. You could lose your arm.
Well, the truth was, those old Ringers had a safety feature. If something too big got in them, they just popped open. I guess somebody had lost their arm. I don't know. We had to pull the weeds and the flowers.
Now, just over there in my rose garden, don't hurt the roses. But you just pull those weeds. And, you know, out there in the backyard, all of those weeds that are growing, could you hoe a few of them? It won't break your back to help a little bit around here this summer.
Well, then when we get done with that, could we play? Would we, you know, could we play?
Well, of course you can. You've got all day to play after you get your chores done.
I don't really remember what playing meant to us kids. Remember that, you know? You could go out and take a car and put it down on the ground and run it back and forth and go vroom, 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 hurtin', hurtin', vroom, vroom, and just be content. And we were playing. But we never lacked for ideas of what to do. We made slingshots. We shot baskets on the school ground. I liked to do that in the summertime. It was nice to go over to the school and, you know, the grounds were open, but the school was closed. There were no teachers around. Nobody there to tell you what to do. And we explored the railroad tracks. We went out there at the edge of town and started to follow those railroad tracks out to the cattle pens. Oh, we could find treasures. One time I found a Coke bottle buried that, well, must have been 10, 15 years old. And we spent the afternoon digging it up. And I used to like to go down to the creek and the frog pond and, you know, collect those little beasties that lived in there in a quart jar and bring them home. Everything had a season then. Do you remember that? It was kite season in March and baseball season in the spring, and we had marble season and yo-yo season, and, well, we did everything together, all the kids. But June, oh, that June. June was the month of the vacant lot. We had several vacant lots. There weren't so many people then. There weren't so many houses then. The main thing that I remember is how quiet it was. I miss that quiet so much in my life anymore. What we did in that vacant lot depended upon, you know, what was going on in the Saturday matinee. Gene Autry, if he was on, that meant that we'd play cowboys and Indians. But mostly, you know, we formed secret clubs. Did you ever form a secret club? I'll bet you did. We had a large box of kitchen matches. You'd go down to the store and give them a nickel and say, Well, I have to buy these matches for my mother.
Are you sure your mother wants you to have those matches?
Well, yeah, I'm taking them home to her right now, Mr. Spurlock.
Well, all right, then. Here they are.
And we take half of those matches out and put them in our pocket. Invariably, once a year, somebody would have those matches strike in their pocket and burn themselves badly. But it never stopped us from doing it. Were you ever able to take a match and throw it down on the concrete and have it pop and light? Oh, we did. We'd practice by the hour.
Now you go out there and clean up all those match sticks that you put all over the front stoop out there. Go get them and sweep them up and make it clean.
But we'd take that old match box with half the matches gone, and we'd put a candle in there. Just a little old piece of candle that we'd get from somebody. And that was our secret flame. And one of the people who belonged, one of the kids who belonged to the secret club, would be the keeper of the flame. And we'd keep our dues, because we charged dues. Sometimes there was a penny, and if we had a little money, it would be a nickel. And we kept that in a Prince Albert kit tin, and it was used to buy Kool-Aid. The wild oats in that old vacant lot were so tall. They're not like that anymore, it doesn't seem. We made a secret passageway to our inner sanctum, our secret hideout in the center of that field. And we'd dig a hole there and bury our tin cans and our matchbox, our secret stuff. We held meetings every Saturday morning, and sometimes in the middle of the week, no one bothered us. Our parents knew we were safe. The police didn't come and check us out. They didn't come and see if we had drugs. We even let girls join our club. Well, if they had money for Kool-Aid. When we get to heaven, you and I, there won't be any secrets, but, you know, I hope we can have a clubhouse. Just a little place where we can meet and share, you know, and share testimonies and memories and maybe organize a sacred club. How about that? A secret, sacred club. Maybe go explore the new earth. Maybe share a little Kool-Aid. I wonder. Good night.
Think about a butterfly, think about a lullaby, think about a cloud in the sky. You can count your little sheep, but baby, you got to go to sleep, and baby, please don't you cry. Think about a lullaby, think about a lullaby.
Time to let you go. It's time to say goodbye. There's no more excuses. No more tears to cry. There's been so many changes.